You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about fun, so this should be a fun episode. Of course it is. Fun really is key to being in alignment, setting up your whole life so that you're really enjoying it. When you can do that, you're more connected to source consciousness and you can flow inspiration and you attract from this higher vibrational state of being. So everything really starts with this idea that nothing serious is going on here. It's all supposed to be enjoyable. It's all supposed to be fun. If you're taking life too seriously, you're not really operating within the laws of the universe. So Joshua explains how to do this perfectly. Before we get to started, I'd like to tell you about the new program we have coming up. I'm very excited about it. It's called the Ascension Experience, and it's a group of 13 courses. The first one we'll do as a group starting May 14th, and that's pretty soon coming up here, maybe about a week, depending on when this is published. And if you'd like more about that, the first course is Alignment, and you can send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. This first Alignment course is 4 weeks. There's reading and assignments, and we do it as a group with people all over the world. There's 4 Joshua calls during the week. You'll have a partner in it. There's so much stuff going on, but the whole purpose of that is really what today's episode is about, is creating your life so it's set up that it's easy to be in alignment. It's easy to find joy and have fun and, you know, follow your passions and interests and connect with more people and bring more abundance to you and work within the laws of the universe. The reason everyone gets stuck in the law of attraction is because they're trying to control everything. And when it's not working out, they get out of alignment. And so law of attraction has to be used in alignment. And this first course will set you up. In fact, by the end of the four weeks, you'll be feeling so much better than you probably have in ages. And that'll get you prepared for what's next, all the courses that are coming and all the adventures that are happening and really what's going on in our society. There's a way to live now above the fray, so to speak, by raising your vibration and really living life as you intended prior to your birth. So I hope you'll send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and check that out. Also, I've been releasing a bunch of cool new videos lately. So check that out on YouTube at Joshua Teachings. And of course, subscribe to those, subscribe to this podcast, share them all with your friends. Let's spread the word. Okay, so without any further ado, let's get started on today's show. I hope you enjoy it. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Joshua. Hey,
Joshua.
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 When we talk about alignment, we're talking about a state of acceptance, realizing that everything is working out for your benefit, that you're fully supported in every moment of every nuanced version of any perception of your life that you've ever had, ever will have, and are having right now. In fact, if you could look at your state, wherever you are at the moment you're listening to this or participating live, where you are right now is perfect, because in the moment, the perfection is more or less obvious. There's nothing bad happening in this moment. And when you think of something that is unwanted or something you're resisting, it's always either in the future or in the past. It's something you may have regretted or someone you may have resented or something you're worried about in the future. But in the present moment, everything is perfect. When you can get to a state of acceptance of the perfect of the present moment, you can then incorporate this idea of fun, this idea of excitement or curiosity or exhilaration. You see, in the present moment, everything is lined up for you to do whatever you need to do. the fullness of the abundance of the universe is available to you in the present moment. When you're taken out of that present moment because you're worried about something or you fear something happening in your reality, or that you think things aren't going the way they should, or that you're not accepting what has happened in the past, well, then you're just taking yourself out of the state of alignment, out of a state of existence, out of a state of love, and into a state of fear. Now, in that state of fear, you will have thoughts based in fear. You'll have urges to change and control conditions. You will wish things are different. You will assume the identity of the victim, perceiving that things did not turn out properly in the past, and things will not turn out properly in the future. But if you look at the present moment and realize that every part of your history was a series of present moments, and each of those present moments were perfect. And you say, well, in that present moment that was happened 5 years ago, that was something that was wrong, that should not have happened, or that person did something they shouldn't have done, and it led to an unwanted outcome. And so I would go back and change that moment back in time, because I believe from my current state that if something had happened differently in the past, if I had made a different decision, if someone had done something differently or done what they were supposed to do, then my current present moment now would be better than it is. And with that perception of reality, you're buying into the illusion that you're a victim to other things and that you were never the creator of your reality, all those moments that led up to this moment. If you can take a different stance on that, see all of that from a different perspective, and realize that everything was working out perfectly in each of those moments, and that all those moments led to where you are right now, which is exactly where you want to be, and it couldn't have happened more beautifully than it did. Every single thing happened perfectly to get you here, to get you to the highest state of perception, the highest state of readiness, the highest state of awareness, the highest state of understanding that there's more going on here than you had thought before. Everything is leading you perfectly at the perfect time, at the perfect rate for you to change, for you to change into the creator that you are. And everything will always work out perfectly. In each moment was the abundance of potential possibilities and experiences that would lead you to the next moment, the next moment, the next moment. And so your life is like an amusement ride. And the ride may not look smooth to you. It may have bumps. It may have detours. It may have twists and turns that you could not expect. But if you could control each and every moment, you would do so always from a limited perspective. From that limited perspective, you cannot see how things are leading you to every single thing you truly want. And so you resist it. Now, if you can take a pause and understand that this moment is perfect and all the past moments are perfect and all the future moments will be perfect as well, then you can flow with what's happening in each and every moment. You can make decisions based not on what you think should happen, but what is actually happening. And you can look at those experiences from the higher perspective and understand, okay, this is coming to me for a reason. What is the reason? To show me a limiting belief, to set me up for the next moment, to give me some experience that will enable me to be prepared for future moments that are to come, to give me a new sense of awareness or a new level of clarity. Everything is always supporting you in every moment. And so we ask that you maintain a state of alignment by looking at it as if it's just fun, that this is just an amusement ride, that it is not to be anticipated, that you have never done this before, and that it is all new. And if you think about an amusement ride, you don't want to ride the same ride over and over and over and over again, just one ride. You want to ride all the rides, and you want to come back and view it from a newer perspective every time you do it. And this is exactly what physical reality is. Physical reality is nothing more than a journey, an exploration. And every single moment of that exploration is new and has the potential for fun and joy. We're serious when we talk about this, not serious in the fact that you have to worry about anything, but serious in the fact that this statement is true, that the universe is here to support you. It's set up to support you. It's designed to support you. Your birthright is full abundance, not the abundance of things you think you want from your limited perspective, but the abundance of everything you truly want, the abundance that you intended prior to your birth. This is all happening for you. Nothing is ever happening to you. It's all working out perfectly in every moment. You might be frightened here and there. You might have a little bit of fear. Something may happen to trigger a limiting belief. You may wish things to be different. But if you could adopt the idea of yourself as the creator, knowing that there are two parts to you, the part that's existing in the physical reality from a limited perspective, not remembering who you truly are, and the part that exists in non-physical, knows exactly who you are, knows exactly how the system works, and is guiding you towards every new adventure that you will ever embark on. And so if you can take this new perspective of who you are, then you can say yes to more things. You can act on more inspiration. You can assume that you are greater than you perceive yourself to be, and everyone else's as well. And you can know for sure that they're all receiving everything they need as well, and that they're never making the wrong decision, never doing anything that's so out of balance that it could cause mayhem to anyone else, that from the limited perspective of fear and control, you perceive things as the victim needing to protect yourself, but from the perspective of the creator, your inner self, who understands how this is all playing out, you can see that I might not understand this in the moment, but I can know for sure that this will lead to what I truly want. And if you can do that, if you can see it from that perspective, if you can lean into everything from that perspective, if you can take yourself out of the initial impact of any event and realize that there is nothing really serious going on here, then you can have so much more fun, exist in so much more joy, have so much more clarity, come up with so many new ideas, do so many new things, embark on so many new adventures, that this life would be nothing short of spectacular. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I'd like to start.
Yes, Undine.
That's possible. There are never any coincidences. And I love that Gary said at the beginning, just before he started, that the question could be for someone else, which had worried me. And then Gary said the word, so I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I've written this down because it needs to be very clear about the person I'm asking for. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read it. I have a new friend who is, I'm not going to say was, is an intrepid explorer, adventurer, filmmaker, but he had an accident in 2019 when he slipped and had a fall and hit his head. This gave him some brain damage and confined him to a wheelchair. Being the explorer he is, he carried on traveling in a wheelchair, despite his injuries, to prove that it was still possible to be adventurous. He went to a remote location where things didn't work out and he's still stuck there. I've been speaking to him recently and briefly touched on some of your teachings, Joshua, which he is partially open to, but there is a spark of light there. I realize that I can't create in his reality, nor can I see his perspective on life. But today I was inspired to ask him if he was open to ask Joshua a question. He went to bed, thought about it for some hours. It didn't matter to me whether he did or didn't. I had no interest in the outcome. And this is what he asked, and it may help others on this call. What is my journey?
We must say here that from the limited perspective, most of you would not venture on your journey. Because if you knew how the journey was to be laid out, you would say, well, I want to avoid this, and I want to avoid this, and I want to live this kind of life. This kind of life that has been programmed into my culture as acceptable, or safe, or comfortable. And of course, the adventurer has to break free of comfort. The adventurer has to get off the couch, has to turn off the TV, has to go out and explore. When you are a true adventurer, you might say, well, it would be nice to go skiing or mountain climbing or bungee jumping or skydiving. And all of these experiences are wonderful because they help build confidence that you can do these things that you're afraid of. But for most of you who are true explorers, from your limited perspective of desiring safety and having fear and having the limiting beliefs that were programmed into you by your parents and teachers and peers, you would not go beyond what you felt was safe. You would not have the experiences that your soul is interested in having. And so you would really not get the most out of this experience. And so if you didn't have that experience that you intended to prior to your birth because you were playing it too safe, well then, you would have to come back again. And you'd have to come back again, and you'd have to come back again, and you have to come back. And if you're resisting, you might have to keep coming back and back and back again until the conditions were right when you were ready. So when we say to you that when you have an experience that you say you do not want, that you would not choose for yourself, that is wrong, and that should never have happened, you're doing so from a limited human perspective. However, from your inner self's perspective, from your soul's perspective, this is exactly the experiences that are going to lead you to the next incarnation. You must have certain experiences. And you're not just having the experience for you, you're having experience for the collective consciousness. And so there are billions of humans on the planet right now, each having their own experiences. And you all who are living in relative ease and opulence would never want to change places with the billions living in poverty or the billions living in other countries or those living in any other condition that from your perspective you would not want. And so you look at those people and you say, I do not want to be homeless, therefore I exist in a state of treasury in this job that I hate. Well, that experience is as limiting as the experience of the homeless person. And so you don't even know what you're doing when you limit yourself from these higher level of experiences that you say you do not want to do. You do not know how you're restricting yourself, how you're restricting the exploration of physical reality that you chose to come here and to participate in. And you all very, very, very much wanted to be here, especially in this time of awakening. Often when you have an experience that you might say is traumatic, this will lead you on a trajectory. And it will cause you, if you are willing, to come to a new understanding of who you are. An understanding that could not have happened without that event that you call wrong. And so you say, this event that's wrong is caused me to have this life I do not want. And this is not true at all. It's just an experience. We will also say that all of your experiences you're prepared for. You've chosen everything you need to deal with or cope with or excel through the experience. Everything that you need. So when you see someone who's homeless, well, that homeless person has the wherewithal to have that experience. You may not have chosen that, and so you would not have that wherewithal or those abilities and talents to go through that process. You have everything you need to go through your process. And so when all of you are listening about a person who's had an accident and is now paralyzed, you say, oh my God, I hope that doesn't happen to me. And in the stating of that, what you're doing is preventing yourself from whatever experiences you're having and causing yourself to exert more care, more safety, more boundaries, keeping yourself safe, safe, safe. And every time you try to keep yourself safe, you limit what's possible for you. We will say this too. If you could just go with the flow of your inspiration, you could have most of these experiences easily and effortlessly. But if you're resisting, 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 the universe is, and your inner self is going to put you into the place where you are having the experience that you chose to have. From your human perspective, you think that this life is all there is, and it is this duration of many, many, many years, and that time means something and you're in discomfort or pain. But generally, the pain is the resistance to what is happening. Without the resistance to what is happening, you could literally be joyful in every experience. It's only after the experience is over can you look back and say, wow, that was an expansive experience that I absolutely benefited from. And so you may exist in whatever state that you say is caused by some unwanted event and blame that event for the state of your life. But that event is not meaningful in that sense. When you come from this idea of how things should be, and an event happens to shift that to something else, and then you use your imagination to say, well, if that didn't happen, life would be wonderful. Well, life was never really wonderful before, you see. You were never really living life to the fullest. You were always living it in conditional terms. You can still, no matter what the event is, live life to the fullest. You can still do things that you want to do. And primarily underlying all of that is your pre-birth intention to live in alignment and to be an example of alignment. And so if you are being an example of alignment for you, then that's all that matters. You have reached that pinnacle. But if you are not doing that, and then something happens, and then you make a decision that from this point on, I am going to exist in a state of joy. I demand to exist in a state of joy. I demand to breathe love into my reality by becoming an example of alignment to others. And so if the person was to be in a wheelchair and be a curmudgeon and keep talking and complaining about how bad it is to be in a wheelchair, that's an example of fear. And there are plenty of examples of that. But you did not come here for that. You came here to say, it does not matter my state of being, I can be this example of alignment. And imagine the power of being an example of alignment as a fully functional human being. That's wonderful. Imagine the power of being in alignment in a position that the rest of the world would dread. This example of alignment, where everyone else in the whole planet would dread to be in, is more powerful than you can imagine. You're more powerful than you can imagine. And this is why this entire thing was set up. When you return to the non-physical, you will know instantly that this is exactly what you wanted. And you got the fullness of this experience. You could have that now. In this moment, you can change your mind. In this moment to say, this is what I have chosen. This is what I have created. I am a master creator. This is beyond anything I could have done in any other form of human life. And my purpose is so clear now, is so clear to tell this tale of woe is me, of victimhood, and how I came out of it as the creator of my reality to do more than I had ever done in my entire life up to that point. To come from this apparent limitation, to discard that idea as literally meaningless and say, it does not matter my human physical form. What matters is the thoughts that I can attract based in alignment and how I can breathe love into my reality for the benefit of not only me, not only those closest to me, but of the entire population, not just at this time, but in the future as well. And when you come to realize that power, then you will be exhilarated beyond anything you've ever felt before. And since this is a feeling reality, and all you're ever doing is feeling something, you can choose to feel trapped as a victim, or you can choose to realize the creation that you have made for yourself and for the rest of the collective consciousness.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. He will be listening to this. So in the future, thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes.
So last week, I was trying to apply the teachings of Joshua when I went for my blood test and I was fainting. And I'm like, is this an irrational fear or is this a rational fear? As I was losing consciousness, I said, it's irrational. But that didn't help. And I came out feeling like I normally do after having a blood test, dejected, pathetic, like a loser. I have this intense fear of needles. And the last time I got my blood test was in June, before I learned about your teachings. And since then, I have devoted myself to your teachings and implementing it. Yet, just last week, I felt so miserably in trying to deal with my irrational fear of needles.
Excellent. So you know that it's irrational to fear needles, that you've been poked and prodded many times, and so is the rest of the population, that no one has any truly disastrous outcomes from a little blood test, or from giving blood, or from any of those things. And so when you face that fear of needles, even though you know it's irrational, you are doing so from a victim point of view. And you say to yourself, the outcome that I fear is that it will hurt, I will lose consciousness, I will feel like nothing's changed, that I'm not available or that I cannot control this outcome that I do not want. And of course, that's just based in control. So can you see now that it doesn't matter if you pass out? It doesn't matter if it hurts. None of these things are harming you in any way. You are wanting to control the outcome because you believe that the outcome should be different than it is, but that's just based on your perception of this event from the victim's perspective. From a creator's perspective, you might say, I will go and have this blood test. I will allow what's going to happen. I will look at it as from a perspective of curiosity, which is in alignment. And I will just be aware of how I'm feeling in the moment. I won't have any attachment to the outcome. If I pass out, I pass out. It doesn't matter. If it hurts, it hurts. It doesn't matter. I am going to just be aware of how I feel as I go through this event. And whatever happens, I'm not going to judge myself as being bad or wrong. I have, you might say from your perspective, something that goes on with me when it comes to needles. Don't know where it came from. I realize it's a limiting belief, but we'll just go with it. And if I pass out, that is what is meant to be. That is the perfect outcome. I'm not going to try and change the perfect outcome. Who knows why this is happening? The universe knows far more than I do. My inner self knows far more than I do. Now, from our perspective, what we'd say, this is obviously a manifestation event because you felt negative emotion. Let's start at the beginning. Why did you have the blood test?
Because I was due to check my thyroid hormone levels. And the funny thing is that they didn't draw enough blood to check the thyroid hormone level.
So would you say when you're due to check this thyroid level thing, that was an inspiration based in pure joy and acceptance and love, or it was based in fear, wanting to change the thyroid condition, wanting to fix things, wanting to fix a problem?
It was definitely in fear because I noticed weird things happening to my body and I thought, it's been some time since I got my thyroid level checked, and So that's, it was
exactly out of fear. Exactly. So the action to get your blood tested was an urge to control the condition of your thyroid. It wasn't inspired. And so when you act on the urge, what generally happens is you take a detour away from who you truly are and explore who you're not, the victim. And then you go through a series of manifestation events that are pointing out to you that there is no need to act on these urges. That when you are ready for a change of any type, you'll be inspired to action. And the inspiration could certainly be to get a blood test. But this wasn't the case at this time. And so all that urge did to control conditions was lead you into one manifestation event after another manifestation event. Ultimately, to be saying that I've dedicated myself to these teachings and I'm still having this issue. That perspective is based on the victim. I'm the victim. I need to fix my life. I'm drawn to these teachings. Maybe these teachings will fix my life. And so you, like most people who get interested in the law of attraction, use the law of attraction, use these teachings in order to fix some problem. And that's where they get stuck. Because there is no problem. Everything is working out perfectly. What you think is a thyroid condition is simply an urge to change a condition. If you were in absolute acceptance of all areas of your life, you would have none of these issues. These issues would not present themselves. In fact, you wouldn't even perceive these as issues. You would say, oh, this is interesting what my body is doing here. I wonder what that's leading up to. Without resistance, you wouldn't have any urges to change the conditions. You wouldn't have any pain. You wouldn't have any discomfort unless that discomfort was there to point out a limiting belief. And so all of these things are just showing you that it all starts with acceptance. It all starts with alignment. It all starts with, I'm doing this because it's fun. It's enjoyable. It's exciting. I'm curious about it. It's interesting. It's exhilarating. That's the only reason to do anything. If it's not that, it's generally based on an urge to change the conditions. And you can stop yourself and say, oh, I'm feeling this way. The first thought is to have the blood test. Maybe I should wait until I can get into alignment and then let the inspiration flow. And if the inspiration flows at that point, then fine. But if you then go further and say, now that I'm going to have this blood test, I demand that it's different than it was before without processing any underlying limiting beliefs, then you're just going to be put into a manifestation event that shows you, hey, there is some limiting beliefs that you got to look at here. You have to process these. You have to prove that they're false. You have to reduce their intensity. You have to look at your life from a higher perspective. You have to change your approach to life from victim to creator. Now, this transition from the victim to the creator does not happen overnight. You are on your way perfectly towards it. You have made great strides. We want to emphasize that point, that you are doing everything perfectly, that all of the stuff the universe is presenting to you to aid you in this rapid ascent to a new perspective and a new vibration that you've asked for. All of this is you working in concert with your inner self. Your inner self is putting you in these situations so that you can gain more clarity as you go through them, so that you can ask this question. This question that will be valuable, not just for you, but for scores or hundreds or millions or thousands of people who listen to this later, you see. So everything is working out perfectly. The only question you have to ask yourself is, am I in resistance of my current state in this moment? Or am I in absolute acceptance and love, unconditional love of my current state in this moment? If you're in resistance, why? Because you think things should be different than they are. If you think things should be different than you are, you're just operating as a victim, and you've had a lot of momentum in that, and has the rest of the population. You are not alone in this, but you're thinking on a higher term here. And so there's a relationship between what you have learned, what you know, and then how you think about yourself. You may say, oh, human beings are the creators of the reality. Human beings are fully supported by the universe. Human beings have limiting beliefs that are causing them to experience resistance here and here. Human beings are moving from fear to love. I'm moving from fear to love, but I'm not moving fast enough. And if I was really where I should be, then these conditions that I despise wouldn't be happening to me. Oh, woe is me. Back to being a victim, you see. So imagine that you have lived life with a perception of reality based in victimhood, meaning that you live in a malevolent environment where you have to protect yourself from things happening in your reality. That is the perspective of nearly all of humanity, of all time. Here you're going to this new idea. Well, Joshua comes along and says that I live in a loving universe and that I'm fully supported and that joy, freedom, abundance, expansion is my birthright and that I can choose my perspective and that if I choose my perspective, I'll go along on a journey of self-discovery to discover who I truly am. And when I discover who I truly am, then I will live in appreciation, gratitude, satisfaction, and service. And this is what I truly intended prior to my birth. Except that I don't believe that yet. I still think I'm a victim. So how do I rationalize these two ideas? Joshua says this thing, but I can't quite put my finger on it yet. I'm a creator. How is that working out? I don't see how that I'm a creator. If I was a creator, I certainly wouldn't create all this mess. I must be a victim then. And so then you pull yourself down back into the old momentum of trying to control your conditions by acting on urges. And that urge just simply led you into manifestation event. That manifestation event was a gift from the universe, another way you're supported. But you don't see it that way. You see it as a problem. I wish that didn't happen. I wish I didn't pass out. I wish I didn't have this thyroid thing. I wish. Victim. You must take responsibility for your creation. Your creation is what you're experiencing in the moment. In the moment where you notice something that's off about your body, you will receive an urge to change a condition. You know this is going to happen. It happens every time. Because when you see something is wrong, you dip down into a lower emotional state of being. And so your vibration then is aligned with fear. And so all the thoughts based in fear come flooding to you. And since you're used to this and since you're used to controlling and acting on urges, you just think it's rational. This is what I should do. But this idea of what you should do is based on everyone else's fears that have taught you throughout your life that you must protect yourself. So you can see there's a wide leap there that you must take between all of the things that you were taught in your life and the last year or so that you've heard about another possibility. It's not going to happen overnight. And the universe is bringing you these exact experiences so that you can play with the idea of victim versus creator. You can see urges lead to unwanted outcomes. Inspiration always leads to wanted outcomes. And so now when this happens in the future, you can say, hold on here. My attention is being drawn to something I do not prefer. I am dipping in fear to a lower emotional state of being. Oh, notice all those thoughts. Those are thoughts are based in fear. Notice all those urges. Those urges are based in fear. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait until I feel good. I'm going to turn my attention from that to something I prefer, to something I enjoy, to something that is exciting or fun or exhilarating. And then I'm going to be patient and allow the inspiration to flow. And if the inspiration flows, I'm going to act on that inspiration. I don't know where it's going to lead. I'm not hoping it's going to lead to the solution because that's being attached to the outcome. You're just going to flow. You're just going to think about your limiting beliefs. Think about the unwanted thoughts. Think about why you're dipping down into a lower emotional state of being. Think about why you're wishing for things to be different than they are. Think about your habit of playing the role of the victim and stop it. Turn your attention, turn your focus, raise your perspective. Start appreciating everything. Start being grateful for what you do have. Start noticing that in this moment, you're not dying. Nothing wrong is happening in this moment. This moment, you're free to do anything you truly want to do. Do you truly want to go get a needle jabbed in your arm? Not right now. And when you are inspired to get a needle jabbed in your arm, guess what? Everything's going to work out. The nurse is going to be nice. There's not going to be any lines. You're going to meet fun people. Somehow, the prick won't even feel like anything. There are people on this planet who get blood tests all the time and do not feel any pain or discomfort whatsoever. They do not feel any dizziness. They do not feel anything bad. They're just going in, staring at the ceiling fan, and by the time they're done, they say, oh, that was it. No big deal. Little bandage goes on, and they're about their day. When you come into anything with a sense of dread, because you're in fear, you're going to line up all these things that are associated with the limiting beliefs that you have. That's all that's happening here. You're doing a marvelous job. Everything is working out. We know you wish things were changing quicker, but things are changing beyond anything you can imagine in your reality. You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You're living this life exactly as you intended prior to your birth. You are here now in this moment asking a very important question, and so we congratulate you for that. Just ease up a little bit. Just have a little more fun. Just take yourself a little less seriously. And just think about, are you in alignment? Can you have fun? Are you feeling good? Are you receiving inspiration? Or are you in some sort of fear?
Okay, can I just say one more thing?
Absolutely.
So I feel like in all my manifestation events, including this one, I really have one major limiting belief that's all encompassing my whole life. And that is the limiting belief of I am a helpless human being.
Yes.
But that's really huge.
Yes. And guess who else has that?
Everybody.
Everybody. To some extent, everyone has it. And everyone has a relationship with that. And everyone's experience turns around based on that. Everyone's relationship to, oh, this is the thing I want. This is the thing I should have. How come I can't get what I want? And some effort and struggle and exist in a very unsatisfactory life to trying to get the conditions to prove that they aren't vulnerable, that they are worthy, that they are a good person. And it never works because they never feel it. And since this is a feeling reality, and the only thing that ever matters is how you feel, you are on your way to feeling better. You are doing everything right. You are there. Of course, this is the fundamental limiting belief of your life, but this is true of everyone's life. Unworthiness, unworthiness. Now, let's imagine this. You are God. You are Source. You are all that is. In the non-physical, this is what you know. There's no doubt. And then you throw yourself into physical reality, forgetting who you truly are, and coming to a new realization. And when you return to physical reality, you'll say, oh, what a fun game that was. How confused was I? Look at all the urges and fears and stuff I tried to control. How fascinating is that? I really gained a lot from this experience. But then you said, what if I could jump into this physical reality thing, forget who I truly was, and then be led on this adventure that would lead me to the idea that maybe, maybe just maybe, I'm Source. I'm the creator of it all. That I am the universe. That I had all the power all along. That I had the ability to create my reality all along. Imagine the thrill of adopting all these limiting beliefs, saying that you're unworthy, that you're unsafe, and then from that going on a trajectory to discover that in fact, you're the creator. No ride could be more thrilling than that ride. And that's the ride that you and all of you are on. And if you can imagine that this is the ride that you're on, and you can say, oh, wow, that's so funny. I was confused by that event that triggered a limiting belief and sparked some fear and made me feel like I was unworthy of living the life that I intended to live. That is so funny. Look at me, how I was dipping back down into that old state of being, that old momentum. And they say, okay, well, I did that. So how do I want this life to go? Well, I want to know that I am the creator. Okay. So how do I do that? Well, I get into alignment. I meditate. I appreciate. I'm grateful. I'm looking at everything from the higher perspective. I'm starting to communicate with my inner self. I'm starting to feel the inspiration that comes. I'm starting to think more about how can I have more fun? How can I have more excitement? How can I have more adventure? How can I feel more exhilaration? How can I be more curious? How can I act on my highest excitement in every moment? How can I start to accept the present moment as perfect? How can I start to accept myself as perfect? How can I start to accept everyone else as perfect? How can I start to accept this thyroid condition as perfect? That's interesting. How would anyone accept a thyroid condition as perfect? No one's going to do that. Well, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could give that love. Maybe I could understand that it is love. Maybe I could express more love into my bubble of reality. Maybe I could think in a different way or say things differently or be differently. What would it be like if I just was the creator of my reality and that's who I chose to be without worrying about what would happen in the future or what other people would think of me? What if I could just be this creator? What would that be like? That would be limitless. Would it solve your thyroid problem? Who knows? You don't care because you know the thyroid problem is never a problem. It's a gift from the universe. It's a gift to show you where you are on that victim to creator range, on that spectrum. And you are the creator of your reality. We are telling you this now. Do you believe it? Excellent. Yes. Most people don't believe it. Most people would never believe it. Most people would think that's the most ridiculous idea in the world. I am feeling very unworthy. I'm feeling very unsafe. What do you mean I'm the creator of my reality? I would have created differently. I would have been in a better family, in a better country, with more money and more things. That's all based in the limited perspective. In the higher perspective, you want to be exactly who you are, living the exact life you're living in, the exact body you're living in the exact moment in time, interested in the exact things you're interested in, so you can move along your journey step by step by step to discovering that you were the creator all along. And that's exactly what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question.
Josh, I have a question.
Oh,
go ahead. Who's louder? Laura.
Me!
Go ahead, Laura.
You pick, Josh. Oh, wow, me. Oh, hi, thank you. Long-time listener, first-time question asker. So I've been in the boot camp now for just under a year, and my whole perspective has changed. So much is changing. All these things that I've wanted are finally like unfolding. And I honestly, like, there's times where I'm so excited, but I also can't believe it. And I guess my question is, if I've wanted these things for so long and now they're finally happening, why am I so afraid? I'm like petrified. And I thought I would be excited, but I'm just completely petrified.
When you go up the roller coaster, you've been waiting in line. You really want to go on the roller coaster. You get into the front seat of the roller coaster, and it goes climbing up. That ride, that dip and the ride is what you wanted. But of course, you're feeling a bit of fear because it's unknown. Where is it going to lead? Will it lead to something I don't want? Will it get stuck with me hanging upside down? Will it go off the rails? Maybe it will. But if it does, that's for you too. Mm-hmm. Now, we will say this. Your journey is one of self-discovery. Everything that comes to you, you judge as, that's a good thing. It's very exciting. I'm really interested in that. That seems to be exactly what I want. Or that's a bad thing. I don't want that. Don't want that. Don't want that. Right. But everything that comes to you is for you. And so if you don't put a lot of seriousness in what's coming and just say, I'll explore it. What's the worst that can happen? I'll be fine. That exciting thing that's coming to me is coming for my benefit. And even that thing that I don't think I like is still coming for my benefit. So here's how what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at it from a state of curiosity, which is aligned with who you truly are in love. And I'm going to go with the flow of it. And I'm going to manage my emotions as I go through it. Sure, it's going to trigger limiting beliefs because I think that I'm vulnerable. I think I'm unworthy. I think I'm an individual living in a malevolent universe. I don't realize that I'm the creator of it all. But what if I was the creator of it all? If I'm creating it all and it's coming to me, then it has to be for me. You see, as the human who's trying to protect themselves, you want to know how things are going to turn out. You get married thinking that you're going to be married forever. How often does that happen? Not very often. And when it does happen, it's not really optimal. Once in a while it is, but not generally. So you think going into marriage, oh, marriage is a good thing, but it could be limitation. It could be being trapped. It could lead to all the exploration of things that you fear. Of course, that would all be for you too, you see. Or it could lead to this wonderful 60-year relationship where you're all holding each other till the day you die. That would be for you too. So you, from your perspective of the unmarried person, must be able to say, wherever it goes is wherever it goes. It'll be fine no matter what. That I will be given everything I need at every time. And that if things seem like they're turning out wrong, I will look at it from a higher perspective and understand it can't be wrong. It can only be perfect. Now imagine the power of saying, I'm the creator of my reality and I choose not to actually create anything. I choose to let the universe bring me everything I need. When it brings me true freedom and true abundance, because I have the ability to go anywhere, do anything, and get everything I need to go anywhere and do anything and explore whatever I choose to explore because I'm curious, then I will say, I created that. That's a wonderful thing, and I'll be excited for it. And then if a obstacle comes in my path, I will also say, isn't this wonderful too? Why do I view this as an obstacle? This isn't an obstacle. This is simply a manifestation event pointing to a limiting belief. There is no problem here. Everything's working out perfectly, and I'm getting everything I need, and I need to identify the limiting belief. Because the limiting belief is in my vibration and is holding me down. And I have to expand through that limiting belief to get to a higher vibration where I'm ready for the next wonderful thing to come. So the work you've been doing this last year is processing those limiting beliefs and seeing yourself from a higher perspective. And naturally, everything works. All you're doing is going on a journey of self-discovery. If you're on that journey, everything will line up for you. You'll be highly effective in everything you do. If you're holding back saying, I don't want to take this next step because I don't know where it's going, then you're going to be faced with a manifestation event that's going to help you take the next step. So we say, just let it come. Just say yes. Just embrace it. Just process your fears and limiting beliefs. Those fears you're having about these exciting things that are come are based on limiting beliefs. Without the limiting beliefs, you'd have no fear. You just jump into everything. But since you have the limiting beliefs, and since the limiting beliefs are essentially the brakes on the car, slowing it down until you can think your way through it, well, then you're not going too fast because they're the brakes. But we're saying you're on a sunny freeway and you don't need to be going 10 miles an hour. You could at least go the speed limit. And if you want, you can go a little bit over that. And the faster you drive on the freeway, the more confidence you'll gain. And then the more wonderful things will come, the more wonderful things will come. And then you always have to say, well, am I really worthy of all these things? Because that will creep in there. Because you've had this life where you believed you're unworthy of everything you wanted. And reality has proven that to you because that's how the law of attraction works. But the events that came to make you feel unworthy were simply pointing to the limiting belief of unworthiness. That's all that was happening. So as you are moving towards higher levels of worthiness, things are coming as you can expect them to do. This is part and parcel of this system of physical reality. It's natural. This is your birthright. This is everything that you meant to be the entire time. And finally, you're giving up your resistance based in unworthiness. And you're saying, maybe I'm worthy of this. Let it come. And so it's flooding in from your perspective. From our perspective, it's just drizzling on you. From your perspective, it's a flood. Now, when you get better at accepting that you're worthy, that drizzle will turn into a stream. And that stream will turn into a raging river for all of you. Now, it's not the raging river of things and trinkets and stuff. It's the raging river of feeling good, of feeling like the creator, of feeling like you have freedom and abundance, of feeling the truth of who you are. Those feelings are what you're going for, not any outside conditions that make you feel anything. You're going for the feeling of it from within and letting it be revealed to you. That's all that's happening. Wonderful question. We have time for one quick question. This must be the silliest question ever asked. Who'd like to ask a silly question?
I've got a silly one.
Excellent.
I'm wondering, my video on. When I listen to Joshua, I am hanging on every word, but I get incredibly sleepy and sometimes doze off. I'm wondering what's going on.
When you are truly, truly in alignment with who you are, you will have all the energy in the world. When you are resisting what is happening, based on your perception of yourself, you will sleep. People who are sick sleep. People who are recovering from accidents sleep. People who are having depression sleep more, you see? Now, it's not that you're saying that you're not interested in these teachings. You're saying is that these teachings are so empowering, and it's creating this little elastic band from who I think I am right now. How I have to view myself based on these teachings is more than I can possibly imagine at this state. And this is true of everyone. When we come forth to tell you who you are, you cannot believe it. You won't believe it. It's not even within a realm of possibility that you'll believe it. But you'll think about it, and you'll see yourself day by day by day from a little bit higher perspective. Okay, I feel this way. I feel like I don't have a lot of power or freedom or abundance or all the things I want. I see that I appreciate some things in my life, and I've created this wonderful life, and I can see that, but I'm still not there as the absolute creator of my reality, living in unconditional love and accepting everyone and everything in my reality. I'm still worried about the future and still regretting and resenting the past. I am not really living in the moment. I am not on board with how things are going fully. And so when you're listening to this stuff and it is empowering and exciting and interesting, you're still saying, how come I don't get it yet? How come I'm not there yet? Why is this taking so long? Why can't I snap my fingers and have everything change? You don't want to. You want to play this game. You want to go from the perception of yourself before any of these teachings and then start to imagine who you might be when you incorporate these ideas into your daily life, into the fabric of who you are. From going from a limited perspective to a very high perspective, well, that is daunting. That is like looking at the top of the mountain. That looks like a lot of work. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. And there you are. There you are in a little bit of resistance. And that's all it is. Now, it's funny too, because you might have looked at yourself as you were in school and they were teaching about the imports of Peru in 1974. And you're like, this is not interesting. And you start nodding off because it's not capturing your attention. You're saying, how could I ever use this? This is not of no value to me. Why aren't they teaching me something interesting? Here you are, totally enthralled with everything that's being said. Well, it would be the same thing as you in that fifth grade class where they're teaching you physics. It's an exciting idea. There's a lot of stuff going on there, but right now I'm only in fifth grade. But what we want to do is, because you have asked for this, is bring out as, we won't say advanced, but as more specific information that you've asked for, more practical. And yet it seems like a leap from what you've learned before. It seems like this is way out there, that this is unattainable. But what we're doing is planting a seed inside of you, inside all of you. And we're saying, just go with this. Just go with whatever resonates with you, as far as you want to go for it, in a state of curiosity, fun, and there's nothing serious about it, just for fun. When you take anything a little too seriously, you'll get a little bit overwhelmed, and that will bring up some fear, and the fear will be like, is this really going to be of any benefit to me? Maybe it's working for other people, but is it to me? And we'll say, you've just started. You've just embarked upon your journey. Everything is working out perfectly, and you are ascending, all of you are ascending rapidly. But you won't see it until you've got to that level, until you're closer up to the, nearer to the top of the mountain. You'll look back, you'll say, wow, I've come a long way because I feel so much better now. And I see things so more clearly. And all those little things that used to affect me don't affect me anymore. Well, now there's other things I'm thinking about, but those little things, it was crazy that I lived that way. And you will just feel good. And when you start to feel better, you'll start to demand to feel better. And then you'll say, aha, I'm on to something now. Let's keep going. And then you'll be wide awake. We have come to share with you some ideas that on the leading edge of the leading edge of thought, because you've asked for it, all of you collectively, and all of those who will come to find these teachings in the future. So these teachings are for you because you're available to come to some awareness of these words that are spoken now. You are at a high enough vibration that this information is dripping in. Not all of it, but some of it. And those who will come later will be of higher vibrations, ready for this information. So it's to us, it is astounding that you're here and that we are so thrilled that you are here and that these teachings are of any benefit whatsoever because they are quite leading edge. But we promise you that if you take this more with a grain of salt, casually, and with a lot more fun, that they will find their way into your daily life and things will change. And you will start to notice that you are more abundant. You are more free. You are more healthy. You are more interested. You are getting more inspiration and you're feeling so much better. And if that comes, then you've won it all. You've gotten everything that you wanted. And then if you move along your journey of self-discovery, realize your source, then the floodgates will open. And that's what you all truly want. That's why you're here. And that's why we're here. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.